Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Landlords who make their properties available through Airbnb and other short-term letting operators will have to register with Fáilte Ireland under new rules being introduced by the Department of Tourism. It's hoped the new rules will see up to 12,000 properties become available for long-term housing. The CEO of Fáilte Ireland is Paul Kelly, and he's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Paul Kelly, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So, as I understand it, it's Fáilte Ireland that will operate this registration scheme. Is that right? So how's it going to work?
That's correct, Brian. Good afternoon. So this morning it was approved through Cabinet that we would have a new proposal for short-term let registration. So basically how that will work is that anyone who wants to rent their property for periods of less than 21 days would need to register their property with Fáilte Ireland. It's a very simple, easy online registration system. They will then get a registration number that they can then will have to use and will have to be displayed if they want to advertise their property on any of these platforms or anywhere for letting for less than 21 days. We will then obviously have the details, the name and address, the air codes of those properties that we can tie to those property registration numbers. We can then make that registration data available to local authorities, and local authorities who've got a planning function can then determine whether that property has the appropriate planning to be used for short-term tourism letting. And we will have, this will be a legal requirement for both the property owner and for the platform. So it will be illegal for platforms the likes of Airbnb, Booking.com, but there's many others out there as well. It'd be illegal for them to advertise a property without the registration number. And it will be illegal for properties to try and have their property advertised without the registration number for lettings of less than 21 days.
Right. So it's really about a mechanism to enforce the planning regulations, which are already there.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the planning function very much sits with local authorities who are the experts in the area of planning. And what this does is it gives much greater visibility and transparency to properties that are out there. So, for example, the details of exact locations of properties is in many cases behind a credit card paywall for booking that property. So that makes it very difficult for people to find exactly where the property is. But now that will become much, much more transparent to local authorities and to planners as to what properties are registered or not. And then some properties, of course, won't require planning. So if you're letting a room in your house, you don't need any, in your principal primary residence, you don't need any planning permission. But if you're letting a whole unit, then in a rent pressure zone, et cetera, for example, then the local authority can say that needs planning permission and it doesn't have it.
Just a word on the impact of this. You represent, speak on behalf of tourism interests, and obviously accommodation is a key part of the tourism offering. Do you think it's going to result in many thousands of properties leaving the short-term letting market?
Yes. It will result in a reduction in the accommodation available for tourism. Currently, our estimate is that could be in the region of about 12,000 units will come out of being available for tourism accommodation. That's based on we estimate there's in the region of 30,000, individual let units, not including rooms in people's houses, but individual apartments and houses, et cetera, that have been rented in this way. So yes, it will result in a reduction in accommodation capacity. But really important, tourism must be developed in a way that is consistent with the needs of local communities and host communities. And also, we're all aware of the housing crisis in the country, and the tourism industry is not immune from that housing crisis. So one of the big challenges for tourism businesses is that they in order to get staff, those staff need places to live. Yeah. So more properties coming into the housing market will also help ease that pressure. So that's another way it's good for tourism.
Paul, thanks very much. I think that's Paul Kelly, CEO of Fáilte Ireland. Well,